18, the Ron Smith Show, as promised, Michael Badnarik, who is the Libertarian presidential candidate, is with us. And there are a lot of people, Mr. Badnarik, who are waiting to talk with you. So why don't we take some calls, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, here is Chris. You begin, Chris.
Thank you, Ron. Mr. Badnarik, I think that the situation with our borders is absolutely disgusting in terms of people coming over and national security, homeland defense, etc. What is the party's plank on this position?
Michael, can you hear us?
Pretty free stuff. For most people here.
All right, you're in a bad cell.
What's that?
You were breaking up on the cell phone.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm on a mobile phone and doing the best I can.
Now I can hear you clear. So you heard his question about open borders and the Libertarian position.
Here. The first is that we want to eliminate the socialist welfare.
It's not working. I'll tell you, it's either a cell problem or a battery.
Well, my battery should
be... Oh, there you are.
My battery should be pretty powerful.
And now you're clear. You just went in and out. Okay.
I'm traveling between public appearances. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But the Libertarian Party is committed to open borders, correct?
Well, we don't think that anybody should be able to come in, and we don't think it is possible to keep everybody out. The purpose of the government is to protect the lives, liberty, and property of Americans. And when we have... drug dealers crossing the borders, coyotes trafficking human lives, and military crossing the border, damaging property and killing Americans. That is an important, that's one of the valid reasons of the use of force, and we should use the appropriate police and or military measures or correct. However, a lot of the people who are here in the United States illegally are only illegal because it's easier to swim the Rio Grande than it is to climb the mountain of paperwork. We would like to reduce the amount of paperwork so that people can be here legally and can contribute to our country.
Well, from a conservative perspective, that brings up this question. How many people is enough? When can you say, well, we have to close the gates now? I mean, is America destined to be a nation of 500 million people?
Well, if a company is growing, they measure their growth by the number of employees they have. And if you start getting more and more people, that's always a good sign.
And there's no limit. There's no limit to that.
The assumption is, I think the question has an implicit assumption that there is a limited pie, and that if more people come in, you and I have to share our resources with other people. And that is not true. As the United States becomes a greater and greater economic strength, we're going to need more people as we create jobs. And I think that the biggest problem is the government and the NAFTA and GATT, which are labeled free trade agreements. But those agreements actually raise the cost of doing business in the United States so high that it cuts into the profit margin. And companies will move their manufacturing and jobs offshore to other countries that have, fewer regulations. We want companies and jobs to keep to stay in the United States. We need to eliminate the NAFTA and GATT. We need to dramatically reduce the size of the federal government, leaving billions of dollars in the hands of ordinary Americans who would then spend that money, and we would improve our standard of living, and the economy in the United States would grow exponentially.
All right, Michael Badnarik, Libertarian candidate for president. It's 5:22. More of your calls for Mr. Badnarik as we continue right now. Traffic.